You're listening to SBS News.
Hi everyone, I'm Ricardo Gonsalves with SBS On The Money from the SBS Newsroom for this Tuesday, the 20th of October 2020. It is your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap. Later, the rise of buy now, pay later shares. Do you really know how much shares in those in that sector has dramatically risen since the pandemic? I'll have more on that in a few moments. But first, let's talk interest rates. And there's a greater indication we'll get a historic cut on Melbourne Cup Day. A speech by RBA Assistant Governor today, Chris Kent, sent the Australian dollar lower after he said further easing would gain more traction now than in recent months as restrictions roll back around the country. Here is Chris Kent.
The fact that the board is continuing to consider the case for additional monetary policy easing. That's intended to provide further support to jobs and the overall economy. And as the governor sort of noted recently, it's worth thinking about that. Now that those policies, any such further policies might gain a bit more traction now the economies are opening up further, including in Victoria. I can't really speculate on a lot of details about exactly what they're considering, other than just to echo what the Deputy Governor's already said.
Assistant Reserve Bank Governor Chris Kent there. And speaking of the Australian dollar, when the share market closed, it was trading at about 70.36 US cents, and that's down from yesterday's high of 71.2 US. And since we're speaking about the dollar and the share market, the S&P ASX 200 fell today by 0.7% to 6,184. BHP was the biggest drag on the market, down 1.6%. CSL lost 1%. Westpac was the worst of the banks, off by 1.4%. Crown Resorts actually rose 1.2% today as it continued to face a probe by the New South Wales Independent Liquor and Gaming Authority. Cochlear, the hearing implant maker, also doing well, up by 2.3%. The best performer on the 200 was Mesoblast, up 5.3%. The worst was IDP Education, off by 7.2%. And some buy now, pay later stocks did very well. Afterpay closing 4.5% stronger, above $100. So for more on that and the day's market action, I spoke earlier to Martin Lakos from Macquarie Private Bank. Martin, the market is down today and really lost a lot of steam in the afternoon. Why?
We certainly had expectations of the market actually opening down as well, Ricardo, and the reason for that was the US markets were down. In fact, the S&P 500 is now at its lowest level for about 2 weeks, but in fact we opened flat or square, but we did drift lower as Asian markets started to retreat. There is an expectation by investors around the world that's still looking for an agreement in the by the US different parties to agree on a stimulus package, but that is yet to materialise. And we did see the resources sector being the underperforming sector today, along with healthcare, and the banks just a little bit softer.
But the technology sector stocks there, they're doing pretty well today.
Well, certainly the Australian tech stocks did better today with Afterpay rallying at one stage about 6% on an announcement that they're tying up or having a partnership with Westpac on providing some financial services, particularly around some areas of banking for clients. So I think that that sort of drove the Afterpay today. Zip did rally on the back of that, but couldn't maintain that. Look, there's absolutely no doubt there's a big focus from a broad thematic around the technology stocks, both here and internationally, that obviously as post-COVID and the new normal is going to be a far greater online usage, along with, of course, a big focus on cybersecurity.
And what's your take on the Reserve Bank and what it'll likely do on Melbourne Cup Day? Is a rate cut a sure thing?
Well, certainly the Reserve Bank's minutes that came out from the October meeting really came across that they're, in broad brush terms, very aware, obviously, of what's happening internationally and domestically, that this unprecedented amount of monetary easing is certainly supporting jobs and the economy, but clearly they'd like to see that improve even further from where we currently are. The board did note that the members certainly considered whether another rate cut was appropriate. And they certainly think that once the economy starts to pick up and another rate cut may in fact get some good traction and certainly add some confidence back into the community. So it's looking more and more likely that we will see a rate cut of some 15 basis points on the 3rd of November.
Martin Lakos there from Macquarie Private Wealth. I do want to touch on what Martin mentioned about buy now, pay later stocks, because they have really surged during the pandemic. What we heard from today was Afterpay. Afterpay cracked $100 following a tie-up with Westpac, as Martin mentioned, allowing the new tech player to offer banking services. Its rival Zip was granted a principal issue license with Visa, allowing its customers to use the service anywhere that accepts the credit provider. Let's take a look now at where these share prices have been since the pandemic began, or really the March lows of 2020. The incumbent Afterpay, which is now trading at $102.08, has actually risen 1,047% since those lows in March 2020. Its closest and largest rival, Zip, has risen 501% since that same time. But some smaller players have also done pretty well. So players like Splitit has increased 584%, but probably the standout performer is a smaller player that focuses on the US. Sezzle. Sezzle shares are currently trading at $7.88, and that's an increase of 2,030% since the March 2020 lows. So this sector has certainly been running hot during the pandemic, and it's always important to take a look back to see how they're performing. That is On the Money for this Tuesday, the 20th of October 2020. I'm Ricardo Gonsalves. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Business Ricardo.
This On the Money stream is provided for informational purposes only. The content in this stream should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It's not personal advice and it doesn't consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.